Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 15th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Romans, chapters 1 to 3. No more excuses for ignoring God. We read in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 20 like this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Ever since the creation of the world, two invisible characteristics of God have been on display for all to see. One, His eternal power, and two, His divinity or Godhead. The argument here is clear. Creation demands a creator. Design demands a designer. By looking up at the sun, moon, and stars, anyone can know there is a God who has created them. God has revealed Himself to heathen as well through His creation, so they are condemned for being unfaithful to what they could know about God. The argument from cause and effect is one logical argument for the existence of God. The scripture identifies the cause as the creative power of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In looking at the created world, every person should see abundant evidence of God's existence and power. The natural revelation, which is discussed in Romans chapter 1 verses 19 to 20, refers to what everyone knows about God because of what He has revealed about Himself in nature. What He has revealed about Himself in Scripture is special revelation. Natural revelation makes people responsible to respond to their Creator in worship and submission, but it does not give sufficient information for them to experience salvation. That is why everyone needs to hear the gospel. God has revealed Himself to us primarily in four different ways. 1. In nature. 2. In history. 3. Through scriptures, which is the written word of God, and 4. Through the Holy Spirit, who guides us to all truth. We now have no more excuses for ignoring God any longer. Let us turn to God, for He alone is the answer for all our needs. As we read in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Him from the dead.